With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. House Republicans have spent the past week trying to put together an immigration bill that could garner enough favor to pass, but are still struggling to find the votes. Representative Dan Newhouse says they delayed voting on the bill last week.
We had anticipated voting on what was called Good Lap Number 2, which was a bill that I support, actually, but it was after a whip count. Honestly, it was decided that there was probably a good chance it would not pass, and so our leadership determined that it would be best to postpone the vote.
After endless meetings and discussions, Newhouse hopes this broader immigration bill will end up including solutions for our ag labor crisis.
I'm excited about that progress. The inclusion of the seasonal guest worker, ag labor issues, solutions there, I think will help some people who maybe had questions of whether they could support the measure be able to vote yes.
He says it's been an uphill battle, but he remains optimistic.
Of all the bills that we've been talking about over the last several months, this bill, 6136, I think has the most chance of making it to the president's desk and being passed into law.
Newhouse says House Republicans will continue working on the bill and hope to vote on it this week. Listen tomorrow for more on the specifics of this legislation and how it could help Northwest farmers and workers find answers to our labor problems. From the Ag Information Network of the West, at aginfo.net, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been today's Fruit Grower Report.